Welcome to All the Ways I've Failed. This podcast is recorded on the unceded lands of the Yugambeh people. We pay our respects to the traditional custodians and their continued connection to the land and sea on which we live, work and create. Welcome to the trailer episode for All the Ways I've Failed, a new podcast about all the things that did not go right. My name is Beck Marshall-Say. I am a writer, researcher, and author of the children's picture book, Facing the Wave. When I was 10 years old, I wrote some predictions for my future self. In 10 years' time, I will have swum in 2 Olympics and won 2 gold medals. I am engaged. I am studying ocean biography in Townsville. I'm working part-time as a swimming instructor. My fiancé is studying astronomy in Darwin. I'm in the Guinness Book of Records for the fastest breaststroke. I am a Queen's Guide and I'm in Rangers. I have 5 German Shepherds. The following 10-year prediction saw me write a best-selling novel called Deadly Ballet and star in the movie adaptation. So I was partially correct. By the time I was 20, I was in fact living out my dream of working as a part-time swimming instructor. Now I have a pretty great life. I've done some amazing things, but by 10-year-old standards, I certainly failed. And we all do, all of the time. But failure is still something we tend to regard as an indicator that we are lacking something when it comes to talent, work ethic, or worthiness. And in some discrete moments, that might be the case. But for the most part, failure isn't who we are. It is just a very natural part of the journey. In season 1 of All the Ways I've Failed, I speak to a range of guests about their feelings about and their experiences of failure. I speak to a picture book writer who shares all of their rejections on social media. I talk to a world record holder who has circumnavigated mainland Australia by surf ski. I chat with a thriller author who reflects on the pressure of writing a second book. And I hear from an actor turned philosopher about their writing process. And these are just a few of the wonderful guests who have shared their stories in season 1. Whilst I have a soft spot for writers, this podcast is for anyone who wants to get a little more comfortable with the concept of failure. All the Ways I've Failed debuts early February 2024. I invite you to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts and to follow me on Instagram at All the Ways I've Failed. I can't wait to share season 1 with you.